Today's podcast is brought to you by The Grace Curley Show. Listen daily before Howie Show. For station and times, go to gracecurlyshow.com.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
You know, we are focused on one account right now, but this is going to be much bigger than just one account. And it's going to go on for much longer than just this day, this week.
We no longer live in a world of nations and ideologies, Mr. Beale. The world is a college of corporations, inexorably determined by the immutable bylaws of business.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
We're going to have to figure out how we rein in our media environment so that you can't just spew disinformation.
We're trying to have media, big tech, control our lives. They want to cancel our speech. They want to cancel our culture, our history, our liberty. They want to control us, the few controlling the many, like a bunch of sheep.
I'm a sheep. A hairless sheep.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
Welcome to the Howie Carr Show, 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. I just mentioned to Grace on the crossover, the first of what will no doubt be hundreds, perhaps thousands, of unexpectedly headlines that were so prevalent during the Obama years, whenever the economy cratered or crashed. The retail sales were down unexpectedly because Easter came late this year, because Easter came early this year, etc., etc. So the first one we've seen, here it is, retail sales unexpectedly crashed in December. U.S. retail sales declined sharply in December as holiday shoppers stayed away amidst surging coronavirus infections. Not deaths, you understand, just surging infections. That means you tested.
All they needed to put in that lead was a grim milestone. You'd have a trifecta of phrases.
Right. And the aftermath of Joe Biden's presidential victory. I thought Joe Biden's presidential victory was a great triumph for the Constitution and the American people and all this. And you're telling me that people are scared by Joe Biden's victory, so they stop spending money? Excluding car and gasoline sales, retail sales fell 2.1% in the final month of 2020. Data from the Commerce Department showed Friday. So there it is. So again, We'll be keeping you informed about the unexpected declines. 844-500-4242. We got a lot of stuff to get to here today, but I think maybe we'll start off with this this guy John Sullivan. We told you about it late last night, and this is the guy who said he was a documentarian. And his name seemed familiar, and then it turns out that he was arrested in Utah last summer for allegedly organizing a riot in which one person was shot at a traffic light. I think they just fired into a car some of the random Antifa Black Lives Matter protesters. So he was arrested for that protest, and I don't know if he's out on bail or he beat the rap, whatever. But he was in D.C. He flew to D.C. and he dressed up as a Trump supporter, and he was portrayed after the riot on January 6th as some kind of disinterested observer, a journalist, a citizen journalist. And he went on that night with Anderson Cooper on CNN. And Anderson Cooper, they did not, to the best of our knowledge, go out for dinner afterwards or even before the show at Olive Garden. But he also brought with him, and this guy Sullivan was hanging out in the Capitol with this reporter who's somewhat affiliated with CNN and also NPR, National Panhandler Radio, and NBC. And so they kind of broke in, and they had this video of them all excited going, "We did it! We did it!" And Anderson Cooper is treating him like he's a war correspondent just back, and he's on the level, rather than being a saboteur. Anyway, Sullivan was arrested last night by the feds, charged with civil disorder, and he's a total leftist. A civil disorder, entering a restricted building and violent entry or disorderly conduct. But Anderson Cooper has the deepest respect for his fellow scribe. Let's play a cut here. Let's see. Let's play cut 16.
Two people who were there join us now, documentary filmmaker Jade Sacker and left-wing activist John Sullivan. John, you filmed this moment on your phone. Just can you describe what happened?
Yeah, so basically all the protesters kind of stormed to get into the chamber. We tried to get into like the main entrance right when you walk down the hallway.
So this is, again, this is CNN.
This is CNN.
Promoting this guy who's going to be arrested. You know, Anderson Cooper is lucky or maybe unlucky that the feds didn't come in and lug this guy right off the set. They were getting ready to arrest him. And he's interviewing him as though he's, you know, Walter Lippmann or Walter Cronkite. And here's the irony. Here's the irony. AOC is talking about, how we need a ministry of truth in the United States, basically, is what she's saying. That's, you know, from 1984, George Orwell's great classic novel. But this is AOC, and she doesn't realize it, but she's talking about CNN. Cut one.
We're going to have to figure out how we rein in our media environment so that you can't just spew disinformation and misinformation. It's one thing to have differing opinions, but it's another thing entirely to just say things that are false.
I'm a journalist. I'm working on a documentary. That's why I was there. So here's his phone video of him breaking into the Capitol, cut 19.
Trying to tell you, I couldn't say much.
You were right.
You just have to watch my channel. Is this not gonna be the best film you've ever made in your life? Hell yeah.
Hell yeah?
Hell yeah.
Wait, you weren't recording, were you?
I'll delete that. But I didn't record you or me. It's just this.
They're ecstatic. Why aren't they looking for her too? She was with them all the way. She was if he's charged with civil disorder and entering a restricted building without and violent entry and disorderly conduct, why isn't she charged as well? Does she have CNN privilege? Is it NPR privilege? Or is it NBC News privilege that she gets to take part in that? And he was right there when Ashley Babbitt was shot. You know who's they you know Ashley Babbitt. When is it going to be demonstrated? Say her name. I said this last week. You know Breonna Taylor, the demonstrations, the woman who was killed in Louisville, that used to be riding around, was stopped by the Louisville, the Metro cops with a body in her car. Now she's a martyr. Say her name. Well, Ashley Babbitt, say her name. Now you read these stories about her background, the 35-year-old naval veteran who was shot by a Capitol cop when she was involved in the illegal entry, and she had a struggling career in the Air Force. She was not doing very well. She was in a throuple or a throuple, whatever you call it. That's
a throuple.
Throuple
rhymes with couple.
That's the new story today. A throuple, and she's got some husband who looks like her husband. There's a picture in the New York Post of her husband who looks like a mountain man, And the third in the thruple, who's a blonde, who's taller than her. Anyway, so they're not going to say her name. They're already trying to forget who she is. Anyway, so this is the big thing today. There's a lot of other stuff to get to here today. The Jack Dorsey sound cuts are pretty chilling, actually. From Project Veritas, he had one of these meetings where he was discussing what is who he plans to shut down next, and he's very, you know, they're always the left is always quoting Joseph Goebbels. I mean, this is a speech or this is a talk a Zoom conference call that Joseph Goebbels could have made if he were living in this era. I mean, this is what they were all about, promoting just a one party media, the big lie. And he says, he wants to protect the integrity. You'll hear him say it himself. He wants to protect the integrity of conversation. Integrity. Do you need Jack Dorsey's help to protect the integrity of your conversation? Do you think anybody does? I don't think so. 844-500-4242. We're all looking for ways to save money, right? Especially now. So let me ask you this. How'd you like to keep an extra $961 a year in your pocket? That's how much Gabby customers save per year on average on car and home insurance. That's why when I was shopping for insurance, I used Gabby. This is the time of year we go shopping for insurance. Well, Gabby takes the pain out of shopping for insurance by giving you an apples-to-apples comparison of your current coverage with 40 of the top insurance providers like Progressive, Nationwide, and Travelers, among many others. Just link your current insurance account, and in just minutes, you'll be able to see the quotes for the exact same coverage you currently have. It's fast to use Gabby. It's easy. I was with my old insurance company for more than 20 years. And the longer you've been with an insurance company for either home or car insurance, the more likely it is you're paying too much because you haven't taken advantage of any kind of discounts or new programs. So that's what made me realize by going to Gabby how much more I was paying than I should have been. You log in with your current insurance provider, and I think I was shown over 20 different quotes, and the amount Gabby saved me was over $500. As I mentioned earlier, Gabby customers on average save $961. Maybe I wasn't that bad off, but you know, you will probably save hundreds of dollars. I'll bet that would be nice to have in your pocket every year. If they can't find you savings like they did for me, they'll let you know so you can relax knowing that you have the best rate out there. And they'll never sell your info, so no annoying spam or robocalls. You're probably overpaying on car and home insurance. See how much Gabby can save you. It's totally free to check and there's no obligation. Go to Gabby.com/Howie. That's G-A-B-I. .com/Howie. GABI Gabby.com/Howie. I'm Howie Carr.
You're tuned into the Howie Carr Radio Network.
Mother of mercy. Is this the end of Rico?
Howie Carr is back.
This guy, John Sullivan, has been arrested by the feds and charged with being a rioter. He's a leftist agent provocateur. He was charged in Utah last summer after that riot with 20 counts of criminal mischief. Today's poll question is brought to you by the Eden Pure Gen 30 heater. There it is right there on the social media. Isn't it beautiful? Get ready for a big increase in energy costs. The Gen 30 heater could save you up to 50% on your heating bills. Order today at EdenPure.com and put in code HOWIEDEAL to get $25 off and free shipping. $25 off and get free shipping with code HOWIEDEAL. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Are you actively seeking a replacement for Amazon?
Yes, I am. Yes, I am. Today, I needed some new ink cartridges. I'm going to switch out computers because the other one I have is just too finicky. It works, but I have to change the cartridges too much. So I got another printer. I switched it in, and I needed cartridges for it. And I said, I'm not going to buy on Amazon. So I went to Staples, and I got it for the same price, and it's going to come Tuesday just like Amazon would have had it. So, yeah, I'm trying. I'm weaning myself. It's going to take a while. Yes.
Yeah, I imagine you have to find a few services to fill the hole of Amazon.
Right.
All right, 65% say they are seeking other services.
Yeah. You know, someone said that there's supposedly this campaign that everybody's going to cut off Amazon on March 15th, but you know, I don't know if that's true or not, but why wait? You know, if you can just stop patronizing them now and find as good a replacement service or product, why not do it immediately? Speaking of Gabby Insurance, 508 said, my house insurance was $2,300. My new policy is $1,630. I saved $670. Yeah, it really does work. It really does work. Again, the longer you've had the insurance, the more you probably need to go in there and check out what the alternatives are, whether it's Amazon or your current house or car insurance. All right. So listen, this is Jack Dorsey, the Rasputin-looking boss of Twitter who crushed Donald Trump. What kind of person? I mean, Donald Trump had, 88 million followers? 88 million followers. And Dorsey is so committed to left-wing ideology and the deep state that he was willing to throw away his number one guy, President Donald J. Trump, just to do the service of the deep state. Just like they wouldn't let anyone tweet out about the Hunter Biden laptop story out of the New York Post last fall. Just like they wouldn't let me post a story couple of days ago about Nancy Pelosi's mobbed up father, who was the mayor of Baltimore and a congressman. So that's how I describe Twitter, what they're about. This is how Jack Dorsey described it the other day to his staff on a Zoom conference call. Cut two.
The U.S. is extremely divided. Our platform is showing that every single day. And our role is to protect the integrity of that conversation. And do what we can to make sure that no one is being harmed based off that. And that is the focus, and that is the color we want to provide.
Did it ever occur to him that perhaps he's harming someone whose free speech, which is guaranteed by the U.S. Constitution, that he is abrogated by his totalitarian fascist controls on freedom of speech? Did that ever occur to him? Cut three.
So the focus is certainly on this account and how it ties to real world violence, but also we need to think much longer term around how these dynamics play out over time. I don't believe this is going away anytime soon. And the moves that we're making today around QAnon, for instance, is one such example of a much broader approach that we should be looking at and going deeper on.
QAnon, how many riots has QAnon sparked or spurred? How many police officers have been killed because of QAnon as opposed to other groups that post whatever they want on Twitter? For instance, the handle that we mentioned a couple of days ago, pigs in a blanket, fry them like bacon. Has that been banned? That's the BLM chant. But nobody's said anything about that, have they? Jack Dorsey doesn't care about that. QAnon, Donald Trump, Sidney Powell, Linwood, Michael Flynn. Those are the ones who are really causing the trouble. Cut four.
And then the other thing, just to close out a little bit, we are focused on one account right now, but this is going to be much bigger than just one account, and it's going to go on for much longer than just this day, this week, the next few weeks. It's going to go on beyond the inauguration. We have to expect that. We have to be ready for that.
First, they came for Donald Trump. I said nothing. You know, it's always much bigger than that. It always just starts small, and then they just keep oppressing you more and more and more, and it's all out there. It's right there. It's in our face, our faces. 508. I've already moved away from Amazon. Bought some jogging clothes from Dick's Sporting Goods for free shipping, and it arrived in 3 days. I think I've been pretty much addicted to Amazon for a while now because I started out with them early on, just buying the books. But I think most places that I'm going to now, checking out other sources to buy from, they all seem to have free shipping. Free shipping is more an exception, is more of a rule than an exception with the big places. I think this is going to be easier than I thought it was. 844-500-4242. Someone says Walmart is a good sub for Amazon. They're trying to be. I know that. All right. We'll be right back with Grace's News. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Here's a quote from George Orwell, 1984. The heresy of heresies is common sense. That's a good one, isn't it? 844-500-4242. I'm reading some headlines here. Governor Ralph Northam, the Klansman in blackface in Virginia. Here's a quote from him. Schools need to be open. Schools need to be open? Huh? What's that all about? I thought cases were surging and spiking. And then we have Chicago. Lori Lightfoot, the woman who closed the barbershops and the hair salons and then got herself a haircut because she's the national face of Chicago, as she put it. Cut number 9.
Big story on Hour 18. Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot sparking hope for restaurant and bar owners today, saying that she'd like to let them reopen for indoor dining, quote, as quickly as possible. She went on to say it's not just to help businesses survive, but to cut down on those packed private parties.
What has changed in Chicago and Virginia and elsewhere? For a year, they've been telling us that the virus would just get worse and worse and worse if you open the schools, if you open the restaurants. Now they're telling us they've got to open the schools and the restaurants.
Howie, I tweeted this out today and someone said, where does Ron DeSantis go to get his apology back? They were basically acting like he was voluntarily sacrificing people when he suggested this a few months ago.
Yeah, there was the governor of Iowa, Kim Reynolds. They wrote a piece in Atlantic saying that everybody in Iowa was going to be dead because she was allowing the Hawkeye State to open up. And guess what, Grace? Everybody in Iowa is still alive except for the people who were very old and very sick anyway. And where does she go to get her apology back?
Howie, it really does take a lot of courage as a leader to do something and then have a bunch of people tell you that, you know, you're going to kill everyone and everyone's going to die and this is going to be horrible. And to really stick with what you think is going to be true and not get freaked out by the media. And a lot of people did that. And I'm so glad they did, because now they're coming out and saying, oh, it looks like, you know, shutdowns didn't really help either way. So people like Kristi Noem and Ron DeSantis were right all along.
Right. I know. And, you know, I read somewhere recently, and I thought it was a great observation, that in the modern American society with, you know, the elites, you know, are a totally monolithic group ideologically. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter if you're right or wrong, as long as you're on the side of the state. Right.
Right.
So, you know, the fact that Northam, Lightfoot, Charlie Parker, Cuomo, Janet Mills, Phils, all these people, they were all totally wrong with what they did. And they killed thousands of people that didn't need to die in the case of Cuomo and Parker and Murphy in the nursing homes. But they will never feel the slings and arrows of outrageous media coverage, you know?
Well, Howie, I wrote about this and I said, you know, Governor Jim Justice from West Virginia, you don't really hear that story a lot, but he's had an incredible vaccine rollout. And he said, it's just about getting it to the old people. That's all there is to it. And all of these governors like Baker and Andrew Cuomo, they overcomplicate everything.
Well, it's important to get it to the prisoners, Grace, so that they'll be healthy when they come back out to resume their careers in crime. And incidentally,
congregate care community, is that what you mean? Congregate care community?
We don't call them nursing homes anymore. Again, this is like a Big Brother. We don't call them nursing homes because people remember what Charlie Parker and Andrew Cuomo did in the nursing homes. So we have to call them congregate care facilities. Now,
it's like in 1984 when instead of saying bad or terrible, they would just say ungood. They'd say stop using words that are so specific. Just use the word ungood. If it's the opposite of good, it's ungood. It's not bad. It's just all about the language.
Yep. So what's the news, Grace?
Well, I have a very funny story. So remember a few days ago I told you that Jake Tapper was making fun of Republicans who were complaining about how many Twitter followers they lost? And
yes.
He said, like, oh, I would tell you how many I lost, but I'm an adult. Well, it turns out that a lot of people on the Biden transition team are not adults, because this guy, David Mack, tweeted out, Twitter just released info on how they're going to archive the Trump governor accounts, the Trump gov accounts, and transition to the Biden ones. Doug will also get a new official gov account of whatever. So this guy, who I guess is Joe Biden's digital director, he wrote back to this and said, absolutely, profoundly insufficient. And so the guy who had posted the original tweet said, Duke.
Adverbs always, or not most times, a bad choice of words when you're writing or speaking. Two adverbs in a row is always a bad choice when you're trying to communicate.
So this guy, David Mack, he figures, all right, I got Biden's digital director on the hook on this tweet. I might as well keep this guy going. So he says, do go on. And this is what Rob Flaherty writes. They're bending themselves over backwards to break with the 2017 protocol they set on the transfer of accounts, and also breaking with other social platforms and providing the new administration a follower base. In other words, we're not going to get Trump's Twitter followers. So the responses back to this guy, he got absolutely ratioed. It's amazing. Someone wrote, wait, I thought the proper response here was they're a private company. They can do what they want. And everyone was retweeting Jay Tapper's tweet, which was, I would tell you how many followers I have lost, but I have no idea how many because I'm an adult. But apparently Biden's team is not comprised of adults, because they're really mad that. And then other people were saying, oh, so we're supposed to believe that this guy had 80 million people vote for him, but he's all upset because he's not getting Trump's Twitter followers. Like, he can't build his own base of followers.
Well, he also got 80 million votes, but whenever he did one of those live basement halls, I'm not calling them town halls, basement halls, he would have a couple of thousand people on there, right?
Yeah.
Most popular candidate in American history, and he has 4,000 people watching.
I was saying this the other day, Howie. We used to have to watch some of his virtual stuff, whether it was in his basement or, you know, if it was outside, like 10 feet away from the reporter, and they would be on YouTube. And I used to feel so uncomfortable because I'd look down at the follower count, and it's like you feel like you're one of five people watching it. You know what I mean? You're like, why am I the only person in this chat right now?
Hey, is there a problem with my sound here on the YouTube? So we're getting like deluged with texts saying they can hear Grace, but they can't hear me.
Oh, they okay. Well, Howie, they're working on it right now. But I'll tell you something else, Howie, while we wait for that to be fixed. AOC is demanding Biden follow through on stimulus. So this morning, Howie, I was looking for responses because I don't know. Even sometimes, even though I'm a Trump supporter and people on Twitter usually, for the most part, hate Trump, there were funny tweets. Like, Trump brought out a lot of comedy with people on Twitter. And I was hoping there'd be some about Biden because he gave a speech last night. All of the tweets were slobbering. Oh, this is what it feels like to have a true leader. The feeling you're feeling right now, that's called comfort. And they were just pathetic tweets. But then I thought it was funny because I'm looking at the mainstream media today, and they're all, you know, saying he's saving the world. This is the best plan they've ever seen. And I was like, oh, this is going to be the longest 4 years of my life. And then it comes out that AOC is criticizing the stimulus because she said, you know, you guys said 2,000, that doesn't mean 1,400. And I thought to myself, what does it say about the state of our media that the only person who is critical of Joe Biden, it's not like Jake Tapper or Chuck Todd right. or Brian Stelter, it's Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez.
Well, how about the fact that they're saying he's above the fray? You know what that means, Grace. He can't be bothered responding to these little things, like the fact that his son said that he had to kick back 50% of all of his ill-gotten gains to the big guy. Because Joe is above the fray.
These people, Howie, and I have to think, I've been kind of thinking this over for the last couple of days, but Jack Dorsey taking Trump off Twitter has to be one of the stupidest business moves I've ever heard of, because there were so many people.
But again, he doesn't care. It's like Jack Dorsey thinks of himself as running a sort of a digital registry of motor vehicles. He doesn't think there's any competition, and it doesn't matter. Right. And the goal of the Registry of Motor Vehicles is not to provide services to the drivers of Massachusetts or any other government agency in any state. It's to provide jobs for the party faithful. right?
Right.
I mean, and that's, and so the Jack Dorsey is not working for the stakeholders. The stakeholders are the state. You know?
Yeah, you're right. No, you're right. It's just so funny to me because so many people like my dad's age, they got on Twitter just to kind of see what it was all about. Because you turn on the news and they're not talking about what Trump said at a press conference. A lot of times they're talking about what he tweeted, you know, at 3:30 in the morning. So now that he's not there anymore, it's really going to be strange to see what Joe Scarborough talks about every day. It's going to be hard for him to compare Trump to Hitler every single day when Trump isn't, you know, on the front page anymore.
And you know, that's the thing. I think the Democrats or the sane ones, the few that are starting to have second thoughts about this impeachment trial, because all you got to do is go to the Constitution and read that that impeachment and the trial in the Senate is a vehicle to remove. That's the word they use. It's a very basic word, right? Remove. Everybody knows what remove means. You remove someone. Well, how can you remove someone who's not there, Grace?
No, I agree. But Howie, did you happen to see that or hear that sound from yesterday of Joe and Mika? Because he brought up that exact point on Morning Joe, and he said, you know, I'm almost thinking that we might want to just skip this impeachment because, you know, we can get to work and kind of start enforcing the agenda or whatever. I don't know.
Right. We can start stripping the deplorables of other of their
right
constitutional rights.
So I'm paraphrasing. I don't remember exactly what he said, but he said, you know, maybe we skip the impeachment. And Mika, in true snowflake fashion, was like, you can't even ask that question. Don't ask that question ever again. And he said, I can't ask the question. Like, it was like Joe was starting to understand what he was dealing with at the Ministry of Truth. It's like, yeah, Joe, they're coming for you too.
Yeah.
Your own wife is silencing you. You're banned from asking questions on your own show.
Yeah. What they think is that the reign of terror that they're planning imposing on everybody who works for a living is going to be a one-way street. But if they think the reign of terror is a one-way street, they ought to Google a guy named Maximilian Robespierre and see how he ended up. The author of the reign of terror. I got to write that column and post it on the website, Grace. I got all that stuff. I'll have time this weekend to do that.
Howie always uses Robespierre because he says Gen revolutions eat their own. I always use the alligator, which is, you can feed the alligator and he might not eat you first, but he's going to eat you eventually. So everyone who's feeding this beast and saying, oh no, it's okay. And all these people on Twitter, all these people who, it makes me depressed how dense people are getting, because everyone's like, oh, I'm so glad Trump's gone. They can't see 5 feet ahead of them. Like, you realize that this is a bad precedent to set for everybody else. There is a world after Trump.
You know, remember in Weimar Germany, the brown shirts were the enforcers for the Nazis till they took over. And once the Nazis took over, guess what happened?
What?
The brown shirts got what they'd been giving to the communists and the Christian socialists and everybody else in the streets of Berlin and Munich in the Weimar Republic. They were eliminated.
I want to tell you one more thing I think you'll appreciate. So I had John Hinderacher on my show earlier, and we were talking about the journalists and the media, and we didn't talk about crowbar versus probar, but that was just the latest example of, you know, stupidity. But he was talking about how Congressman Louie Gohmert, you know,
right,
quoted Nancy Pelosi. And I love this part of his column, and you guys can find it at Parallel.
No, I've got it. I've got it printed out, Grace. Go ahead, read it, though.
He said, whatever you think of Twitter, it does have one virtue. It has exposed the carelessness and low intelligence of American journalists. And I just thought to myself, that is so true. If Twitter has given us one thing, it's we can see how bad the media
they
is.
Were, one last thing. They were these people that were watching Gohmert quote Nancy Pelosi said, did you hear what he just said, that he's surprised there aren't more rebellions? He should be immediately expelled from Congress for saying that. And nobody has come back and said, you know what? I didn't know Nancy Pelosi said that, but Nancy Pelosi should be expelled from Congress for saying that. You should only be expelled from Congress if you're a Republican like Louie Gohmert.
No, right. They pivoted right to Nancy Pelosi wore the same dress she wore at the first impeachment. She is such a boss.
She's above the fray.
Yeah, she's above the fray. All right.
All right,
thanks,
Grace.
Howie. I'll be back with Police Blotter Facts in a little bit.
All right. With Joe Biden as our new president, your home heating bills are about to start skyrocketing. But Eden Pure has a heater that will save you up to 50% on your heating bills. The Eden Pure, here it is right here if you're watching it on social media. The Eden Pure Gen 30 Classic Infrared Heater uses state-of-the-art infrared heat to warm you to the core. It's even been proven to keep you warmer than your furnace and save money on your heating bills every month. It may be a little bit warmer than it usually is in January in New England right now, but that's not going to last, and neither is the Trump economy. The Gen 30 heater doesn't dry out the air in the room. This helps prevent dry skin. And if you have pets or young kids around, you don't need to worry about the heater tipping over and catching fire. The Gen 30 heater has an automatic safety tip-over shutoff feature. With real wood surrounding the heater, it will look beautiful in your room, too. Don't be caught with huge heating bills in the new Biden era.
Even though it is warmer, as you said, Howie, I mean, it doesn't really matter. It takes a lot of energy to fire up your furnace for whatever reason, even if it's just for a few minutes. Just firing up the Eden Pure heater takes a few seconds, and it keeps your room warm for as long as you want it to.
I'm in Florida, and when I sit down on the couch to read at night after I have dinner, I put it on anyway just to keep me warm. I like being warm and toasty. Eden Pure is extending their New Year's sale, so go to EdenPure.com and put in code HOWIEDEAL. You'll receive an extra $25 off their lowest sale price and free shipping with code word HOWIEDEAL. This is a great deal, so order now at EdenPure.com. Eden Pure, never be cold again. I'm Howie Carr.
You're listening to the Howie Carr Radio Network.
Texas Johnny on the text line has a good question. Jack Dorsey, as part of his protection of the integrity of conversations, require everyone on Twitter to follow Joe Biden, the big guy? And what will his Twitter, his Twitter handle should be the big guy, shouldn't it? The big guy. Or should it be Tara Reid? Tara Reid lies. How about that? Tara Reid lies. That's the woman who accused him of raping her. 844. And if someone says, well, it's not rape, as Joy Behar would say, but it's, you look at the legal definition in most states, it's called rape, what she accused him of. John, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, John.
Hey, how you doing, Howie?
Good.
Hey, it's funny, Grace made a very profound comment about Trump himself, and it's probably very true that maybe with Trump gone, that a lot of the profound investment, you know, him being a strong investment for the media and basically the entertainment world might be just, you know, all work and no play makes Joe a dull boy now.
I agree. Look, we cited a survey yesterday. I'm not sure I believe it, but this tech magazine said 27% of the people said they were going to cut the cords on their cable TV next year. I think a lot of people are going to check out. And you know, even the lefties, you know, the lefties that wanted to get their daily fix, they're addicted to the class A Trump derangement syndrome from the Washington Post, from the New York Times. They're going to drop their subscriptions. The New York Times and the Washington Post were hemorrhaging red ink before Donald Trump came down the escalator in 2015. He saved them. I don't know if he saved them long term, though. Why? I don't. What's going to happen to him now? I don't think it's going to be good news. Bill O'Reilly's been saying this for years. Thanks for the call, John. Paul, you're next with Howie Carr. Oh, we don't have time. Okay, we'll take some. We'll take some more calls when we come. When we come back, 844-500-4242. I want to go over. You know, Amazon is also involved in this. You know, deplatforming campaign. They're probably involved in it more even than Twitter. And I want to go over Media Research Center did a survey of all the hateful items you can buy on Amazon. And I mean, it's much worse than anything Donald Trump ever peddled on any of his campaign websites. I'm Howie Carr.